Marcy Latimer, welcome to this show. It's called Mars Bar. We would have Barbara Lee join us, but unfortunately she's not able to be here today. But I am here to welcome you to our first podcast, and this is from Eternal Affairs Media. Thank you for joining us. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com, and please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And God bless. And speaking of which, I always want to say that we want to bless our military as we memorialize our fallen soldiers this Memorial Day weekend. And thank you for your service to our country. May God bless this nation as well. This is a perfect time to memorialize and just think about all the veterans who have done so much for our country because it is Memorial Day weekend. So we thank them once again for their service. And we are ourselves two Southern California women with conservative views who want to get the information out that big tech and the government is trying to shut down. They're shutting us down, folks, as conservatives. So it's very unfortunate. So this is our opportunity to just get the word out. We are patriots who love the USA, who just want to stand up for what is right. We love God, our troops, our flag, President Trump, and stand proudly for the truth. We definitely will say first and foremost that God is first in our world, naturally. And then, of course, we support everything American. If you're an American, we'll start acting like it. Unfortunately, the Democrats are not doing that. They're not doing their part. And I refuse to call the current administration that person in the White House. I refuse to call him president because President Trump is my president. And I think 75 million plus voters would agree. So I am just here to inform you of some things that are going on. Right now, Donald Trump's social media platform, just in case you didn't hear, it has launched, but as of now, it's just a blog for the most part. After months of promising his own social media network for banned posters, former President Donald Trump, by the way, and I don't call him former, I'm actually looking at this from an article standpoint from The Verge. That is the quote. They're calling him former. No, to me, he still is president. Donald Trump launched the new section of his website, which is essentially a blog. The platform is styled like of Twitter, but hosted as a running blog of Twitter-linked commentary from Trump. People can sign up for post alerts on the platform through their email and phone numbers and are able to like them, although the function doesn't always tend to make the users make us allowed, I should say, to write back. So it's really just reading what his information from his website is referencing at this point. But he made a comment that May 28th will be a great day in history for his social media platform. So therefore, I'm looking forward to that. I'm just kind of waiting to see. So as I was trying to find out more information about this, I went to Daniel Scavino Jr., who is his right-hand media guy, who usually I get all of the information from on even his Facebook page and notifications. And as I did this, I noticed something very strange happen. I'm thinking, this is part of big tech censoring. I noticed that I'm no longer following him, or so it says, and didn't even like his page. No, that's incorrect. I've always followed him. I have always liked his page. I've always been able to get all the notifications from Daniel Scavino Jr. So this is news to me that suddenly on Facebook, it shows that I didn't actually like him and was not following him. So I'm thinking that this is happening to a lot of conservatives and conservative content on Facebook and other social media platforms. So you might want to check your settings, or at least, you know, go to the pages you often thought you were following and just find out if indeed you're following them, because it showed that I was not. So I had to refollow it and re-like it, which is ridiculous. But this is what's happening to us as conservatives. We are getting completely shut down, and they don't want us to have that conservative voice out there. So that is why I'm coming on this podcast today. Also, Donald Trump himself, he has made the statement, which I really love. On May 25th, he made a statement. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. And that is a statement from President Donald J. Trump. And I agree wholeheartedly with that, because every president should put their people first. And that fraud that's in the White House right now, who stole the election in 2020, who I refuse to name, is not doing that. Okay. First of all, he's a puppet. We know this. I believe it's the former president, Obama, as I call him, his third term. I think he's really the puppet master. Oh, and then on top of that, the puppet master is George Soros. We know this. We know this. And these are the people who are unfortunately running our country right now. So it's really scary. This is a backward society we're living in, upside down world. And we need to just pray to God that it's going to turn around and things will eventually come to fruition so we can get our country back in order, because it's not going away anytime soon and it's not looking very good for us. But I'm just here to tell you that I'm with you and we are trying our best to do what's best for our country. And as conservatives, we need to stand up for what's right. Another statement from Donald J. Trump, our 45th president of the United States, and to me, always my president. He said, if Joe Biden wants to keep our country safe from radical Islamic terrorism, he should reinstate the foreign country travel ban and all of the vetting requirements on those seeking admission that go with it, along with the refugee restriction I successfully put in place. Terrorists operate all over the world and recruit online. To keep terrorism and extremism out of our country, we need to have smart, common sense rules in place so we don't repeat the many immigration mistakes made by Europe and the USA prior to Trump. And I would have to agree with that statement as well. And unfortunately, what's happening right now is open borders. They're allowing anybody to just come on in, traipse through our country, and really do a lot of harm. So it's not looking so good for us, unfortunately. So we just, again, we need to pray to God that he's going to shed the light on all the corruption going on and everything will turn around again. But unfortunately, I don't want to wait till 2024 to have President Trump back in office. I'm sure a lot of people would agree with that. So I don't even know if 2022, if we could hold out that long for the Republicans to take back what's rightfully ours. He won in a landslide 2020 election. We know this. So I just want to say, I'm with you, and hopefully you are too. One of the things that I do want to mention, because since I'm here and I'm talking about Facebook and how they're censoring a lot of conservative content and perhaps people that you were following and now you're finding out that you're not, because they obviously don't want you to follow those people and get their notifications. I do admin quite a few pages, one of which is Daily Dose of Trump. That is my baby. That's the one that I've been administering for a long, long time. And if you're interested, you can always go there. And then I also admin quite a few others, Viral News, GIFs, etc., EA Media Business, I Am is another one, all caps. That's the godly one. A lot of prayers on that page, which is always wonderful. And a lot of Christianity and the spiritual post on that page. And then I'm also a moderator on Politically Incorrect Deplorables, which is a fun page to get a lot of information on. So if you're interested, just you can follow us there and get more information. And I appreciate the opportunity right now just to speak on behalf of a lot of conservatives in the country. And I just want to make this kind of short and sweet today since Barbara's not able to join me, but I just wanted to say thank you very much. And again, God bless our nation. God bless our troops. And have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. We have a lot to talk about in the future. But as of right now, I'm just going to end this on a positive note that we just need to stand up strong for what we believe in, stand up strong for our truths, and know that God is indeed shedding a light on what is happening if we just keep him in our lives first, as I do. Pray to God that it'll all shed light on thee. Thank you so much for having me. and for joining me here on this first Mars Bar show. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, everybody. God bless our nation and God bless you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm good. That's all you have to say right now.